Lesson 7D, Exercise 2.
You've got mail. With instant messaging and social networking, sending a message by post may not be something that you would automatically think of. However, until very recently, the post was the main means of communication, and many people today still look forward to the postman's arrival every morning. By contrast, in the 1800s, the knock of the postman was something to dread. At that time, the person receiving a letter had to pay for it. The cost was dependent upon the distance the letter had travelled and the number of pages it consisted of. Most ordinary people couldn't afford to receive a letter. So how had this situation come about? In 1516, King Henry VIII set up the Royal Mail for royal communications and reasons of national security. From there, a demand arose for a public postal service due to an increase in literacy amongst the general population and for business requirements. By the mid-19th century, the British had to put up with a very complex, expensive postal service. Rowland Hill, a young, enthusiastic Victorian man, wanted to reform it. His intention was to make postage accessible to all citizens by introducing much cheaper charges. Hill's new idea was to charge a universal single rate of postage. This would reduce at one stroke the complicated calculations necessary to organise payment of a letter and make the post office efficient. He argued that his reforms would result in more people sending more letters, which in turn would lead to wider social benefits and increased profits. Hill bombarded the government with his ideas. At first, they were not well received by anyone in a position of power, but eventually the government agreed to set up an inquiry. During this inquiry, ministers from all over the country reported what their constituents had told them. They said that ordinary people felt terribly burdened by high postage costs and told stories of poor people having to sell furniture to receive a letter from their loved ones. Ministers reported that post office fees had placed an intolerable burden on the working classes. People had to go away to find work, but could not afford to stay in touch with their families. The debate dragged on for months, but finally Hill was given 2 years to reform the British Post Office. First, he needed to come up with a way of showing that the letter was prepaid. He experimented with various kinds of envelopes, but settled on a type of stamp. But what could he put on it that was instantly recognisable and difficult to forge? The answer was staring out at him from the coins in his hand. The head of the Queen, Victoria. On the 1st of May, 1840, the world's first postage stamp was put on sale. At first, no one wanted to lick a stamp, and the idea of licking the Queen seemed quite impolite, but the idea eventually caught on. To this day, British stamps are the only ones that do not bear the name of the country. Shortly after, another invention became necessary, as people now needed a letterbox at home. At first, many people objected to having a hole cut in their front door, but again, this new idea soon became commonplace. Overnight, the post office was revolutionised. People started writing more and more letters to each other, and the postman was no longer feared, but became a local hero. For the first time, Britain had a fair, cheap, and efficient postal service, and this had a profound impact on ordinary people's lives. Businesses flourished. Children wrote to parents, families to relatives across the world, lovers to each other. Valentine, Christmas, and birthday cards were invented. Nowadays, we write far fewer letters than we used to, but the post office is still very busy, delivering goods ordered online.